St. Luke chapter 18, verse 14. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Dear believers in Christ, dear forgiven and redeemed of God, God is clear in today's lesson that He exalts, that is, He lifts up the humble. What a better example than a baby. You can't get much more humble than a tiny little baby. So completely helpless and defenseless and vulnerable. What can a baby do to protect itself? Or what list of accomplishments can a baby pull out and brag to others about? And we've all been there. But God graciously exalts the humble. Although born and conceived in sin, God gives that tiny little baby grace and forgiveness. He lifts that baby up by baptism, joining water and word to exalt that tiny child into the kingdom of God. And so God has graciously lifted you up too, believers in Christ, by baptizing you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, putting His own name on your heart, forgiving you your sin, lifting you up by giving you His Word and Spirit and the true saving faith. By grace, you have that true saving faith that relies not on your works, but on Jesus Christ alone. All other ground is sinking sand. Without true saving faith in Jesus Christ, there's really only one other option, one other alternative. Faith in what we do. Faith in human works and achievement. Look at what all I can do for you, God. Look at how impressive I am, and how smart I am, and how much better I am than others. And so Jesus taught those who trusted in themselves in that way a parable. Two men went to the temple to pray, a Pharisee and a publican, a tax collector. We know the story, possibly even by heart, by God's grace. The Pharisee is proud. The tax collector is humble. The Pharisee trusts in himself, and the tax collector puts his faith in God. The Pharisee is much like those who will say to Jesus on the last day, "Lord, look at everything I've done for you. In thy name I've done many wonderful works. In your name, look at the impressive things I've done." And Jesus will say to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, And again, look, Lord, the Pharisee says, look at what I've done for you. I've even gone above and beyond the law, what you've required of me. And notice again, he doesn't mention one single thing about God's grace, about Jesus Christ going to the cross and rising again that we might have life. He only talks about what he's done. But of course, he could always seem to find somebody else too who looked less godly than him. And so he thought that gave him a good report with God. And when he did thank God, it wasn't to glorify God, but to glorify himself, calling attention to how much greater he was than others, the adulterers, the extortioners, those who steal, even this tax collector who stood off in the distance. Of course, he was off in the distance. He should be. He was so much lower than an upright, respectable, law-abiding Pharisee as he was. Yet, believers in Christ, we too are in constant danger of thinking like the Pharisee, because for the most part, by God's grace, we have not engaged in those more destructive sins like murder or adultery or extortion. It's a constant temptation to get to thinking we're better than them. And so we need to review this parable for the strengthening of our faith. The Pharisee did not go home justified because he came to God boasting and offering God what he has done. Scripture says, our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And so by the works of the law, by our works, by our righteousness, shall no flesh be justified. Everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, that is, made low. And he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. But the type of lowliness, the humbleness to which Jesus refers, is nothing like what the world thinks or what is according to human reason. The wisdom of the world thinks that humbleness is like an athlete, a star athlete who wins a great trophy and then proceeds to give the credit to his teammates. Or like an award winner, an Oscar winner, or an Emmy winner who, instead of boasting, maybe thanks his grandmother and gives her the credit. How special, we might think. But the humbleness of which Jesus speaks is spiritual, not earthly. It's that attitude in the heart and in the soul found in the confession of Paul. I am the chief of sinners. I am the greatest of sinners. It's the attitude of the publican in the temple who knew he was a sinner, not deserving of God's grace and feeling shame because of his sin. Standing afar off, he would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus says that he went down to his house justified rather than the other. Justified before God, not because of anything he had done. He knew he had done nothing to earn heaven. That's why he couldn't even seem to look toward God. He couldn't even stand out in the open, but stood afar off. If we noticed on the picture on the front of our bulletin, the artist there drew it to portray the publican standing in a shadow, whereas the Pharisee stands out in the open, in the light. The publican was ashamed to even stand out where others might see him. He felt guilt and shame because of what he had done. But he also knew and he believed Jesus did everything needful to cover his sin and to forgive his sin. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Like the thief on the cross, he gave up on his own goodness for salvation. He turned to Christ alone. Christ, the only Savior for sinners. And whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. No matter how great our sin has been. Notice that the publican not once compared himself to anyone else. He wasn't even thinking how he might measure up to anybody else, because that's not the standard of right and wrong. Well, I'm better than this guy. I guess I'm okay. We can always find someone who looks worse off than we do spiritually. But that doesn't mean a thing when it comes to salvation. He compared himself to God, to his perfect holiness. As he says, ye must be holy as I, the Lord your God, am holy. And he said in his heart, the publican, I've come short of the glory of God. There's absolutely nothing we can do to make up for that. So he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that's exactly what God does with sinners. He has mercy. This is his specialty, we might say, having mercy, compassion. Jesus came with all of God's power. But notice how he used that power to heal and to comfort the sorrowful, binding the brokenhearted, healing our wounds, both physically and spiritually, as he came to bear our griefs and to carry our sorrow. Jesus came with all the power of God dwelling in him bodily, yet he made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, the scriptures say. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, even as he died that we might live. Now he gives grace to the humble, to those who are troubled by their sin. Blessed are the poor in spirit, Jesus says. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So humbling ourselves, it has nothing to do with showing everybody how humble we are, giving credit to someone else when we're in the spotlight. It's about confessing our sin before God. It's about singling ourselves out as the greatest of sinners and praying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And it's about believing that God does have mercy, not because we earn it, but rather we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. So the tax collector in humbleness goes home justified. Justified means God himself declares us to be completely, totally right with him. All our sin being taken away. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. What's interesting is that the tax collector was actually worse, a worse sinner than the Pharisee outwardly, yet he received God's favor because he came trusting not in himself, but in Jesus Christ, the only Savior. To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. We end then with the words of Mary, the words of a lowly girl, yet lifted up by God's grace. Who was Mary, the mother of Jesus, in comparison to an upright Pharisee or a hard-working scribe? What kind of list of accomplishments did that young girl have in comparison to the Pharisees? She was just a lowly servant. But God exalts the lowly. He hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. His mercy is on them that fear him. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. May God continue to lift you up, believers in Christ. As we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most of all, he exalts us by forgiving us, by granting to us the gift of his Spirit in our heart, by his word and by baptism. May we continue in our baptism by continuing in His Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.